The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S.O.S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
Hey!
Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The MyPillow guy.
Mike Lindell. Yes, the MyPillow guy is convinced. China hacked the election, Donald Trump really won, and Lindell has the absolute proof.
They did it in all the states. Every
and they
single
changed
state.
The vote.
Every single state.
And you have the proof.
Yes.
That will show
I have the whole data
the actual exchange of votes.
Yep, 100%. 100%.
It is, of course, complete nonsense. Despite every piece of so-called evidence Lindell has presented so far, three videos, a lawsuit, screenshots he sent to CNN, there's still no proof that the election was hacked, and that's according to two dozen cyber experts and election officials contacted by CNN.
100% evidence.
When Lindell released his so-called evidence, in videos like this, fact-checkers quickly found out it was evidence of nothing.
The Shad Olson Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is, it has been, and it continues to be very similarly to that place that the Almighty himself hangs out, that we know as the Eternal Now. God exists in both past, present, and in the future simultaneously. We know that as the Eternal Now. We're now residing in the Eternal Now of this Donnybrook for the ages. Good versus evil for every single chip that remains on the table. This is the destiny of mankind. It is the future of human liberty and freedom, not just in the United States, but around the world, that is in the balance as this conflict wages back and forth about the results of the 2020 election, the utterly stolen, utterly fraudulent, utterly prevaricated and manipulated 2020 election. This thing that we know that they stole from stem to stern, and yet are still made to suffer the indignities and the falsity of the mainstream press as they continue to run propaganda interference for this operation. Mike Lindell's spirit, and again, Mike Lindell is one of the men, one of the people in the arena that's actually waging the pugilistics necessary to fight this battle, to fight for the truth, to expose it, to get down to the bottom of the results. Sidney Powell was on the broadcast just the other day, and I'm very fortunate to have met her and to have struck a friendship with her, and we have the good fortune of having her return for this edition of the broadcast as well. But before we throw things over to her, I just want to, the angst that I feel and the concern that I feel when I hear some of the things that Mike Lindell says, this is not in any way to castigate him, because my heart and my fighting spirit is with him every single step of the way as he's waging this battle and is suffering every possible reprisal, recrimination, ostracism, marginalization. The attack is so intense. This goes for Sidney Powell as well. These people that step into the ring, they are taking it squarely in the kisser in return, just simply for the willingness to be in the arena and to fight against these demon creatures that are seeking to destroy the United States and put an end to this constitutional republic. I get nervous when I hear some of the levels of confidence in Mike Lindell's presentation and the degree to which he's just absolutely There's not a shred of uncertitude in anything that he asserts. He believes firmly that everything that he has is the real deal and the real McCoy. And I just, in throwing it to Sidney Powell, Sidney, this makes me very concerned. I know you have opinions about this as well, but what we're watching, he has this cyber symposium coming up here in a couple of days. This is still the vetting of the evidence, and we're desperate for an arena to have this stuff spill out into daylight and be held to the sanitizing level of sunshine, that there might be some hope of having this this fraudulent result overturned. What do you think when you hear Mike Lindell talking about his evidence and his level of confidence in what it is that he has?
Well, Mike is a great patriot and a friend, and he has Yes. poured his heart and soul and everything he owns into trying to get to the truth here.
Future and fate of his business.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything. His reputation, his life, everything. He has poured it into this. And I hope to God that he has what he thinks he has and that it is correct and that he will be successful in this part of the fight. And then we have to see what the courts will do with it. I know he feels very strongly that the Supreme Court will be compelled somehow to take the case and it turn out the right way. I don't know exactly how he's thinking about presenting that case or exactly what his evidence is or how it's been vetted. I know he has vetted it up one end and up one side and down the other, and that he has a massive amount of data. One of the things that concerns me is the level of disinformation and the willingness our own government has been able to go to create Yes. problems in trying to get to the truth. I mean, for CNN to say that, you know, no government agency has seen any fraud here or found any fraud here is sadly true, but it's because they didn't look. And it's because they're subject exactly right. to capture themselves. I mean, CISA and the whole EAC election, whatever the council is that is supposed to police the election systems, is just as corrupt as it can possibly be. It's full of employees, former employees of the voting machine companies.
Yeah, as if that's not a conflict of interest just on the very face. This thing is just shot through from stem to stern with every possible method of impropriety, ethical malfeasance. There's just you feel like you need a shower just after looking at it, any of the evidence, for even 5 minutes. And I know you've been bathing in it like the Jordan River for over a year. And
yes.
So it's such an interesting thing to see. Let's listen to Mike Lindell. He was on another broadcast here recently talking about what he believes the chances are when the evidence, after he does the cyber symposium, when the evidence is presented, what he believes will happen at the Supreme Court level.
And the guy's trying to discredit me, and I'm going, you guys, I put up a $5 million prize. Why don't you, CNN, bring your cyber guy to the symposium and make $5 million? I mean, it doesn't hold water when a guy puts up $5 million, and I've already put up probably $12 million I've spent of my own money hiring white hat hackers, doing everything I can for the last 6 months to get this ready for the cyber symposium. You guys, one of the things on the first day, my head lawyer, he's going to talk about our pathway after the symposium, and it's called a quo warranto. We're going to bring it all to the Supreme Court. All the states will be the plaintiffs. And when it gets there, they're going to vote 9-0. I've been saying this for 5 months because this is non-subjective evidence, everybody, that you're all going to see.
So there, Sidney Powell, you hear Mike Lindell say and basically guarantee a unanimous vote by the Supreme Court. So it doesn't even appear to be a question in his mind that they're going to take this up and be willing to hear it. And this, after we've been turned aside so many times for quote-unquote standing with these cases. Your thoughts about what Mike just said.
Well, until we got to January 6th, without the Supreme Court reviewing the three massive fraud cases that we had pending in front of the court on an emergency basis, I would have thought the Supreme Court would have taken our cases and fixed the election.
Yes.
One of my two saddest realizations is that the court isn't what I thought it was. Yes. We've witnessed a complete institutional failure of all three branches of our government to deal with the greatest constitutional crisis since the Civil War. And I wish I could say I think they're going to do the right thing here, but there's no guarantee for the American people that the court has suddenly developed the integrity or the political stomach or whatever you want to call it to address this issue. It better have, because frankly, it's lost the respect of the American people and much of the bar.
Well, and you nail it when you say that this is just a full spectrum breakdown of the integrity of every single institution that's meant to safeguard not just the election results, but the rest of our institutional integrity in terms of how our nation functions and whether we even have a country or whether we're now a full-blown banana republic. And I think evidence is very good that that's true.
Yes, it's absolutely appalling. The rule of law has disintegrated.
Yes.
In the last year. I mean, I've seen a decline since I wrote License to Lie, but the last, 4 years, frankly, despite Trump being in office, the rule of law has been in steady decline because the courts have just not done their jobs properly to enforce it.
Yeah, and when we spoke the other day, and I'm so thankful to have an opportunity to continue that conversation, when we spoke the other day, you said that the massive disappointment was to realize that your presumption that the rule of law was going to hold in this situation has been your primary disappointment.
Yes, it's been a huge heartbreak for somebody that's dedicated over four decades now to the federal court system and practice law in the highest traditions of the bar and federal courts all across the country and bragged on them all around the world. To see them simply disintegrate and not step up and do the job they were created to do as a check and balance on the other two branches upon their failure.
Well, and since January 6th, and I've been called every name in the book, a pessimist chief among them, but I've said since January 6th, the deep state knew all they had to do was get over that January 6th hurdle. Once they get the certification of the Electoral College, they believe they're home free, and then they use that optically to turn it into a psychological warfare set piece to cast all of us, anybody who questions the result of the 2020 election, as a domestic insurrectionist, white supremacist terrorist, somebody who wants to overthrow the government. It's heard Anderson Cooper say in the introduction to that piece, talking about this is making war on democracy. That's what he says about Mike Lindell. This is gaslighting in the extreme, just all the way from top to bottom.
Yes, and of course, these are the same people that shoved the lie of the Russia hoax down our throats, and the impeachment hoax, and the obstruction hoax, and then the apocalypse hoax, which they're still pushing now with the new COVID, quote, variant, end quote, when they don't even have a test that would show that variant.
Yes.
Frankly, I'm about to think that's a cover-up for the diseases caused by the injection itself.
By the mRNA non-vaccination vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely true. Sydney Powell, our guest once again right here on the Chad Olson Show. So glad to have her riding shotgun as we go through things. We're going to continue to break down the possibility of maybe the Supreme Court stepping in and doing what's necessary. If it does not happen, I fully believe, and I think Sydney would concur, that the political solutions and political reparations have all but been exhausted in the United States. If there is no such thing as a free, fair, and open election, you don't have political solutions. So frequently we say it right here on this broadcast, there are no political solutions to spiritual problems. It is a battle between good and evil, and Sidney Powell and Mike Lindell are squarely in that arena. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
And everyone says the Supreme Court will never do that. Yes, they will, because you know what? They're Americans, and they grew up the American dream. They have families, they have children, grandchildren, neighbors, friends, family. And this was an attack by China on our election.
Repeat after me. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is the most loving, compassionate, and enlightened man in the history of the world. All his plans should be embraced by the planet. Those who resist will be eliminated. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
From award-winning journalist and author Chad Olson comes the all-new book, Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. An old man building a ladder to the stars and hiding a deadly secret for his enemies. A social media mogul's last day on Earth and a dire warning for our future. A mysterious salesman offers a housewife a new chance at happiness. Will she leave it all behind for true love? Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe by Chad Olson. One critic writes, if Ray Bradbury and O. Henry had a literary love child, they might write like Chad Olson. Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. 30 powerfully humanizing short stories in a page-turning portrait of the human heart. Available now at Barnes & Noble, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and at select booksellers near you. Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe by Chad Olson. Your adventure awaits.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Congratulations to your National Eagle Award. You are most deserving. You are a very courageous man, and you are a hero.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.